Masamba.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. So, welcome to another segment of News from the Boo. You are listening to the news segment that comes to you on 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM, every Wednesday between 5:45 and 6 p.m. during drive time. We feature news from in and around the KBOO community, and I have two very special guests. I have Masamba Diop and Adam Carpinelli. You just listened to Masamba playing the talking drum, the infamous, the world famous, the world we now talking drum from West Africa, and Masamba hails from Senegal specifically. Welcome to KBOO, fellas.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. Why don't you guys get a little bit closer to your mics?
Wow.
And so, Masamba, you started us off playing a little bit of talking drum in your native tongue. And you might have a few native tongues, because I understand that brothers and sisters from the continent of Africa often speak more than one language. But what would we call the talk? We call it the talking drum in English. What would you call it?
We call the talking drum in English, but in African name is Tama drum.
Tama drum.
T-A-M-A.
Okay. And can you say a little bit about what you just performed for the people that are listening?
I'm going to be performing for the people. I'm going to do the some rhythm called Wala Wala. I'm going to go to do this rhythm called Chit, is Whiting. I'm going to make the people happy that day, inshallah.
Thank you, brother. And Adam, you and Masamba have been collaborating for a number of years? Okay.
Four or five years. It's going on a long time now,
A little bit long time.
So you're in Portland, Masamba, on one of many visits, and I saw advertised that, you know, it specified on one of the flyers that you also play percussion on a lot of the music that's featured in the movie Black Panther. Is that true?
Yeah, I do all the track of Black Panther with my Tama drum, my djembe drum, my djung-djung drum in my family in Africa.
Wow. Okay, so there's so much to unpack here, because, you know, Black Panther has sold out theaters worldwide. A lot of people in the African diaspora, as well as on the continent, are still looking to that film as a source of inspiration, you know, because of the message and the imagery. So how did you get involved with playing as a professional percussionist and musician in the film?
You know me, I play, I have a band, I have a big band. I play with my band 45 years ago. We play together. I play all over the world. Yeah. Why the people from Black Panther, they prefer to me to play with the soundtrack for the movies Black Panther.
So even though a lot of people that are not fans of world beat and African music, West African music specifically, might not understand that you're a world famous superstar, because we get exposed to a lot of limited, I guess, playlist, if you will, a limited range of what we get to consume here in the United States. You are world renowned. You play with Baba Mal. What are some of the things that you've accomplished in your career?
I play with Baba Mal, but I play with a lot of people. If a lot of big star United States, I play a lot. Recording with, I think the guitar player everybody know is Carlos Santana.
Okay.
I play with the other guys. I think everybody know him. He's a jazz guy. He's Herbie Hancock. He's a jazz player.
Herbie Hancock, word.
Yeah, I play with Ali Belafonte. He's a nice black African-American musician to play keyboard and sing. I play with James Brown, too.
You play with James Brown as well.
Yeah,
man, that's incredible. So, Adam Carpinelli, you are from the East Coast originally.
Originally, yep.
Yep, but you've been in Portland for some time.
Almost 20 years.
Okay.
Almost, yeah.
And since I've known you, you know, I think I met you in an African studies class at PSU.
I think that's what it was,
Years and years ago.
Yep, that's right.
And you've been playing music in many different genres. And will you say a little bit about what you've been up to musically and how you and Masamba got connected?
Sure. I think starting off, you know, with moving to Portland, people are familiar with Obo Addy, and if they're not, you got to check out Obo Addy. His master drummer from Ghana, West Africa. He passed away a few years ago. He came out here in the 70s. So when I moved here then, and I was just really getting into like world music, all kinds of different music, African music specifically. And from there, that brought me to West Africa, like you were saying. We met like at PSU or whatever. So from there, it was kind of part of that journey as far as really getting deep into music. Last few years, I think I've really gotten to a point where, you know, it was kind of like backing up musicians. Like I played guitar for Obo Addy and other African musicians, and then started doing kind of new projects, like solo projects and stuff, and world beat music still. So we got Wamba is a world beat band. I started with a Ghanaian friend of mine who, he doesn't live in Portland anymore, but we still have Wamba, and Masamba plays with us whenever he's in town. Most recent projects that's world beat oriented is called World Beat Collective. That's with Dennis J. Dove on drums. People might know him locally from like Doodoo Funk All Stars, but he does a lot of different stuff. So that's kind of the new world beat project we're doing. And then the most recent thing, and Mike Crenshaw is also rapping on that. Thank you, Mike, on a tune called Shiver, which is a new solo project of mine. It's more of a jazz project, but it's really world jazz. There's Afrobeat and Latin music in there, and there's a lot going on with that project. That's spelled SHVVVR, so it's Shiver, but it's spelled a little funky.
And so for the people that are listening, we got a couple of things we got to cover in our segment. One is that there's a number of shows coming up that are going to be featuring both Masamba and Adam Carpinelli playing live. And the first thing we've got on the radar is Alberta Street Pub this Friday. The show is titled African Roots of Hip Hop. And that's going to get going around 9 p.m. And that's going to feature myself doing a set of hip hop music. It's going to feature Masamba, Diop, mm-hmm. Adam Carpinelli, and the Wamba Band, correct?
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, doing a set of world beat and music that's just inspired by many different genres of African music from the continent and from the diaspora. And we're probably going to be doing some crossover, I guess would be a term, where we get up and mix it with hip hop, right?
I hope, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Now, when I listen to both of you brothers talk, we're talking about different genres of music. But we're also talking about an international journey. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about people who, some of whom have migrated intentionally, mm-hmm. and we're talking about people who were forced, mm-hmm. forcibly displaced to be part of mm-hmm. this hemisphere. Mm-hmm. Okay? We're not only talking about the continent of Africa, we're talking about Europe, we're talking about the African diaspora, we're talking about Latin America, Central America, the Caribbean, South America. All these things intersect in the styles mm-hmm. of the music that both of mm-hmm. you guys play. Can both of you speak to that? We'll start with you, Masamba.
I am a musician, you know. I like to play with everybody. I play everywhere. You know why I love play here in Portland? I have a lot of people who want to see me play. A lot of people who come when I play, when I do the class or I do the shows, the people love what I do. Why I say Adam, I really want to come to Portland. But I have a long tour, you know. I have a tour to end of October. When I finish in October, I go to fly to Africa. I have a tour to the end of December too.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm traveling all over, inshallah.
Inshallah. Hey, Adam, what is it about African music that has created this commitment as far as being an artist and being a musician for you?
For me, there's probably two prongs of it, right? One is just that there's music and that there's culture, right? And, you know, everybody digs music. Right, not everybody digs all kinds of music, but you know, some people with open mind, they like all kinds of music. I really try to just stay as open minded about music as possible, but not just genres, you know, in the US, right, but just checking out every single thing under the sun. And some of those things have just kind of been like stumbled upon, like in that journey, right, just be like having that open mind, wanting to do those things, you know, meeting Masamba, We don't have time to talk about it, but I mean, we kind of randomly met through a friend years ago who's not even a musician, you know. So part of that journey is just these things that just kind of like fall in place. But again, we're in the 21st century, and the world in a lot of ways is more open, again, for people who want to have that open mind, right? Mm. So that's one thing. The second thing, though, for me is actually kind of intentionally political in the way that I'm a white American. My family goes back Russian, Jewish, Italian, Sicilian, that kind of stuff, Mediterranean or whatever. But, you know, anybody who knows or who wants to accept the fact that all our music in the Americas, really, it's so deeply rooted in African music. And so when I say political, you know, there's the music, there's the culture, but there's the political piece that it's like talking about this historic disenfranchisement of the history in that culture. People in the United States not knowing about really what went down, you know, with the slave trade, what's going on in Africa, what's happened in Africa, you know, with the colonization. And so it goes part and parcel with informing people about this music, if that makes sense. Because even the music itself, again, you know, is kind of like been covered up in a way. Like you were saying, Masamba, we know Masamba's really important musician. But maybe some other people, they don't know that. Why don't they know that, though? They should know that.
Right,
but,
right.
But again,
why don't a lot of people in the United States know that Masamba is a world-renowned percussionist and musician?
Yeah. Why can't, right. How come we can't ask people, most people in the street, you know, if you say, name an African band. You know what I mean? Name an African musician.
Mm-hmm. Name an African instrument.
Yeah, why
even,
not?
Even though the guitar and the banjo,
right?
You know,
right.
And most of the drums on the trap kit, have been influenced by African creation, right?
Like we're still struggling in the U.S. to get people to speak friggin' Spanish. What's the big deal? You know, it's all these kind of things that really play into this.
So one of the things that I hear you naming, without being explicit, but you were leading towards it, is that music, art, and cultural expression transcends ideology.
That's right. You helped me learn that too.
It does. It speaks to people in a way that's common to the human experience, that actually opens doors that are often not available to be open when we're stuck in our ideology.
Right.
Real talk. Hey, I want to thank both of you brothers for coming down. Adam Carpinelli, Masamba Diop. Again, there's going to be a live performance, The African Roots of Hip Hop at Alberta Street Pub, 9 p.m. It's 21 and up. You all also have a number of other engagements coming up. So do you want to let people know, in closing, where you're going to be in Portland?
Sure. Two quick things. Masamba is doing some workshops, drumming workshops. Those are all ages and all skill levels. If you have a drum, please bring one, but otherwise we'll have some too. That's at Ethos Music on Killingsworth. So that's September 14th, and it's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Ethos, African Drumming Workshop. And the last gig that we'll have with Masamba while he's in town is going to be at this West African restaurant on MLK in Fremont. It's called Akadi PDX, A-K-A-D-I, Akadi PDX.
I love that place.
Yeah, it's great, man. And so Saturday, September 29th, we'll be playing over there from about 7 to 10, and we'll be doing all kinds of Afro jazz stuff that's going to feature Dennis J. Dove on drums, who I was talking about. Of course, Masamba's going to be there. I'll be playing a little guitar, and we'll have bass and Malcolm Lewis on tenor saxophone for that one. So
right on, y'all. Thank you both for coming down.
Thank you, man. You too.
And thank you for listening to News from the Booth. Peace.
Peace.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
Have you wondered what volunteering at KBOO is like? Do you want to get more involved with your community radio station? KBOO's fall membership drive begins Thursday, September 6th, and runs through Saturday, September 22nd. We need volunteers to answer the phone lines throughout the drive. You can make a huge difference with your participation, helping listeners become members. It's a great way to support KBOO while getting a behind-the-scenes view of how we work at our busiest time. Email Ani at volunteer@kboo.org or call 503-231-8032, extension 213, to find shifts that work for your schedule. Thank you for supporting KBOO Portland. Don't leave me behind.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of EFFECT on Thursday and Friday, September 6th and 7th at the University of Oregon White Stag Block in Portland. EFFECT is a two-day conference that examines the work, culture, and design of social change. This grassroots event featuring stories from multiple marginalized activists, creators, and technologists working towards social change. Again, that's AFECT on Thursday and Friday, September 6th and 7th at the University of Oregon, White Stag Block, 70 Northwest Cooch Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock, and next will be Kitchen Table Conversations. Stay tuned.